In local news, Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk is determined to lead Labor in the next state election. Upon returning from her two-week holiday, the Premier has proclaimed that despite speculations of an internal divide, as well as the ongoing public criticism of her leadership, she is energised and confident in her position as Labor's leader. Facing the press after a politically damaging week, the Premier stated that she was still the best person for the job, whilst acknowledging that she is happy and open to improvement, even announcing that her door is always open.
In more local news, with the help of rideshare e-scooters in the city for 5 years, research found Brisbane as an active and modern city in the eyes of tourists. Lead author of the research, Richard Booning from the University of Queensland Business School, said, "The research assessed data collected from almost 1,000 people who were surveyed in Brisbane's central business district, including tourists, residents, users and non-users of rideshares, e-scooters and e-bikes, and discovered 4 in 5 visitors said e-scooters enhance their experience when visiting the city." She said Brisbane has seen numerous improvements to accessibility, safety and regulations of these devices, and the report found e-mobility must be considered for transport and tourism planning and management, especially in anticipation of Brisbane 2032 when visitors will flood to the city.
In national news, Australians have a week to enrol or update their details on the electoral roll in order to vote for the upcoming referendum. With the date set for October 14, the Australian Electoral Commission has announced that the roll will close on Monday, September 18 at 8 p.m. This gives Australians 6 days to review and make amendments to their details. Voters can also apply for a postal vote now, with applications closing on Wednesday, October 11. Early voting centres will also open in early October.
In more national news, the first ever nuclear fusion device to be wholly designed, built and operated by students is being planned at the University of New South Wales, Sydney. The program is part of the university's vertical integrated project strategy, which aims to engage undergraduate and postgraduate students in long-term with guidance from professors. The machine will be tokamak, a donut-shaped vacuum chamber with powerful magnets to control and heat streams of plasma to extreme temperatures, at which point nuclear fusion is possible. This will potentially be followed by other devices that could achieve fusion using different methods, such as high-power lasers. The project is targeted to have a functional device operational within 2 to 3 years.
In international news, island states are seeking climate protection under the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea. The Prime Ministers of 2 island nations, representing the Commission of Small Island States, will provide evidence at the International Tribunal for the Law of the Sea that argues the obligation countries have to protect the marine environment, especially with regards to the emission of greenhouse gases. This case comes at a time where island states face ongoing impacts of rising sea levels, with some states even being at risk of becoming submerged by the end of the century. The tribunal is expected to issue an advisory opinion that could guide countries in crafting climate protection laws.
For your weather today, Brisbane is currently 21 degrees, with an expected maximum of 23 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band.
That's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.